Okay, today we're going to be doing Simon Shilchav Zayin. I'm not going to read you the whole thing. Let's read Halach Aleph. Hamafresh Chalav Se Kemach, Ein Chalav. The Simon's about when you should be Mafresh Chalav, and it says if you're Mafresh Chalav when it's still a flour, before you mix the flour and water together, it's nothing, Begez will be a Kohen. The Kohen who has it has stolen property. Veshara Isa Cheves B'Chalav, and the what you left behind is also chayim chala. Voice like kemach shivah shalom chala. Miyesh ba'omer ba'so isa has your mafresh min chala. Okay, so the what you gave is not chala. What you left behind is still pebble. Everything that's only is hafresh is chala, and a bunch of variations of that same thing. Okay, in other words, don't be mafresh chala when it's flour. V'davka, but that is only true ba'omer shiyochol le'oshem chala boy the kemach. That's assuming the person said I'm being mafresh chala now, and it should be hafresh now. Avah mafresh kemach ba'omer. If he says, I'm being mafresh it right now, but I want that it's going to be challah in an hour from now when it eventually turns into dough, then he's allowed to do that. Okay, so you're not allowed to be mafresh challah when it's flour, but you can if you do it correctly, if you say it's going to be challah when it's the right time to be challah. Okay, so in the next din, which I'm not going to read to you, the next din says that the right time to do it is when you mix the flour and water together. That's when you're supposed to do it. Okay, and what I'm just going to tell you for the future is, this is talking about a regular, normal dough, what we call blil ova, like when you make bread or cake or rolls out of it. In Shinchav Ches, we're going to talk about Shinchav Tez, we're going to talk about whether the same thing applies for blil raka, a more watery batter that you make like for cakes, like for like a sponge cake kind of a batter. Whether that also has the same thing that when you mix the flour and water, that's when it's chayv l'chala. Okay, the assumption here, this is the sin that tells you when you mafresh challah. It doesn't say anything here that doing any other time except for when you mix the flour and water together, I mean, or when you bake it, when you knead it, etc. But we'll see in Shinchav Tes, it might be a little different for blil raka. Okay, one more thing I'm going to tell you that we're not talking about is that we're going to talk about today making hafrashas at the wrong time, making hafrashas before it's really ready for hafrashas challah, which is what this halacha is about. In the next segment in Shinchav Ches, we're going to talk about not doing the hafrasha, but being the mana or shliach, appointing someone else to do a hafrasha when you're not yet able to do it. Okay, they're very interrelated. Whether I can do it or whether the shliach can do it is very interrelated, but we're going to save the shliach for Shinchav Ches. Okay. Okay. So the din was, you can't be mafresh challah when it's flour. But yet, you could say when it will become, when the right time will be challah, it can work. The reason why that's true, it comes from a taisis. Rabbein Tam says in Nazir, he says that it's because it's biyadin. The person who's b'mafresh challah, right now he doesn't have anything that's tevel, but he could go out into the street and get other tevel. Okay, he'd go out to the street and take a piece of tevel from someplace else, somebody's got tevel, he could take that tevel and use that tevel to do the hafrasha, and therefore, even though the flour he's using for the hafrasha right now is not tevel, because it's mixed with water yet, even though it's considered biyadin, he could do the hafrasha. We do the same kind of a thing. When we do hafrasha's challah, we talk a number of times today about in the tevel system, which is to say there's a tevel dough or a tevel matzah sitting in a company, and we say the hafrasha, we say at 8 o'clock in the morning, at 6 o'clock, whenever David wakes up, he gets up and he says, the a piece of that tevel that's over there should be, every time they make a batter later on today, I want it to be chal hafrasha. He's saying it for the future. What he's saying it on is not yet made. What he's making the hafrasha on is still flour. But he's saying anything between now and the next time I say this, I want to make a hafrasha from that piece. So he's saying it on the stuff that's not yet made. Okay? So just as a sort of an aside, is that Rosh Hashanah was a little was uncomfortable with this. He says, because this din that the Mechaber says, which you could say that you could do the hafrasha because it's biyadin. He says, I don't understand. He said, that din, Tosha says, it's going to a sheet in the Gemara, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. Okay? And Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov is in Kedushin, who talks about if a person wants to be mafresh truma from pears that are attached to the ground or pears that are not attached to the ground. So there's a machlok to say whether you could be mafresh, if and when you could be mafresh. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov says, yes, you could. You could say, when these pears grow to their full size and someone pulls them off the ground, then the hafrash will be chal. And that's what our din is based on, that since it's biyadin, you could do the hafrash later on. So he says, it's true. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov says that. That's what Tosafot says, it's based on that shita. He says, but most Rishonim don't pass on Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. Okay? It's a whole to-do in Rishonim. It's a whole to-do about how do you know who you pass on, right? But we don't pass, most Rishonim, the Shulchan Aruch, the Rambam, Ramban, most of the Rishonim do not paskin like that shita. So he says, so how could we make a whole hafrasha based on that shita? He says, the Mechaber, Shulchan Aruch over here says like that. He says, but he's a little uncomfortable. You should.
Shulchan Aruch holds it there or not? He's saying he's
good question. Good question. Over there, in Shin Lam Nalf, in Hafrasha's Truma, he says, not good question, Yaakov. So he says, over here he's saying like that, but what's going, like, what's the thing? So Rav Shachter was uncomfortable. He says, even though over here, in Shin Chav Zayin, Shulchan Aruch was saying to do it, he wasn't so happy about doing it. Lamaisa, I'm not really sure what the question, I didn't say the question. There's two ways to get around it, or to avoid the question. And one is, the Gra in our din says, starts off just like Rav Shachter. He says, you know, most Rishonim don't postulate what is in Yaakov. That's what the Gra starts off. You should know, most Rishonim don't postulate this. But he says, but he doesn't understand, he says, I don't see what Tyson says. It's not really true only according to Bosom Yaakov. He has a question why it's true even according to the Rabbi Yechon, who's the Chonazor of Bosom Yaakov. So the din that's over here, which one answers? Am I making a mistake about that? Maybe I make a mistake. That doesn't sound right. Okay, somebody, whoever it is, who's Chonazor of Bosom Yaakov, he says, really, he says the din is true even according to that, which answers the question of how can the Mechaber say here this din, and then Shin Lam Ralph say, not a good Bosom Yaakov. Okay, I don't know if he points it out, but that's the answer to that question. So one thing is that even though this din comes from a Tosis, and Tosis says only to a Blazer of Yaakov, the Gemara says, I don't see why it's true. Shouldn't it be true even now to that? And the second thing is that if you're paying attention, the whole Machlokes in the Gemara Kedushin is by a person who says, when the pears that are not yet grown will eventually grow, so it's not even right to be to the Hafrasha now. Which is the case in Shulchan Aruch. I'm taking flour that's not yet tevel. Our case is not like that. The way we do Hafrashas Challah, we do it from something that's already tevel. We take something that's already, the dough or the matzah are already tevel that we're making Hafrashas from, and the Gemara says, Beferish in Kedushin, that everyone's minded that if it's already dough, if it's already roi for Hafrashas now, everyone agrees that you're allowed to do it. The whole machlokes here is when the thing is not even grown yet. You take something that's not yet grown, you say, when it will grow, and I'll take it off the ground, that's what the machlokes is about. Okay, very good. Read my next question. Okay, read my next point. Okay, and that is, we will have a question, which is, we say, we're taking the tevel, dough, or matzah that we have, and we're doing it to hafrasha. Every time that something's a dough is going to be made, the rest of the day I'm going to do hafrasha. So the question is...
But that's different. That's different from what the Shulchan Aruch is talking about.
Yeah, that's what I'm putting it. Different.
The Shulchan Aruch is talking about where it's still Kemach, and you're saying...
The Shulchan Aruch is talking about Kemach on Kemach.
Right.
And so I'm saying this, it's not really totally on this thing, because we're not doing Kemach on Kemach, we're doing Tevel on Kemach.
What we're doing is different from what the Shulchan Aruch is describing, yes.
Right, so even though, so Rav Shach says, how could we be sorry with what the Mechaber says, which only going to one cheetah? I'm saying to you, well, we're not really exactly doing what the Mechaber said. We're doing a Hafrasha for the future, which the Mechaber talked about that.
Number one, the Mechaber says might be going according to all the cheetahs. Number right. two, even if you don't say like that, what we're doing is not what the Mechaber says.
Right, we're doing better than the Mechaber. We're doing what the Gemara Kedushin says. Everyone agrees you're allowed to do that. We're doing Hafrasha using existing Tevel, so therefore you're allowed to do it. Okay. So, but there's another question, and that is that when the person says that this nusach in the morning, he says this, makes this declaration, I'm going every dough that they make, blah blah blah, is going to be. Is well, what happens if the company buys flour after he did that? Okay, in other words, he said in the morning, I'm making hafrasha every batter that everything that they make, and later in the day they buy other things. So now there's a different question. It's a variation on the question of it not being tevel, which is the other question is that's davar shel ba'olam. Okay, he's doing hafrasha for. Representing the owner for something that's potentially level alone. So without getting into all the gory details, there's a machlokes, big machlokes in Chosh Mishpat, whether such a din is something that's considered davar shel ba'olam. And the machlokes is, if a person, things like this, if I promise to sell you something, and I don't have it myself, I'm sorry, I make a kinyan and I'm going to sell you something, and I don't have it yet, okay, but the thing is available in the shuk. It's available. You could buy it, like flour. You could buy flour. It's available on the market. There's a set price. It's easy. And the guy even has it. It's on its way over on the truck. So it's a machlokes in Chosh Mishpat, whether that's considered davar shel ba'olam or lo ba'olam. The din of Shulchan Aruch is you're mechuyev to get the thing and give it to the person. And the machlokes there, in the achronim there, is does the mecharim in your din you're mechuyev, because it was a real kinyan, because it's considered ba'olam ba'olam, and you made a kinyan, and you're mechuyev to give it to the guy, or is it just like a mishapara? They didn't say it's a mishapara. Is it just like a chumra on the person? You're responsible. You have a responsibility because you said you would do it, but it's not the etzim that the kinyan was how. Okay. So on the possibility that If we say that that's considered Dover Shalom B'Lalom, so then how can we say in the morning, I'm doing Hafrasha on this stuff, we took care of, my stuff is Tevel, but the other stuff doesn't even exist yet. And from the perspective of the owner of the factory, that stuff doesn't exist yet. So it's now we're talking about not from the Tevel side, we're talking about from the flour side. The flour doesn't exist yet. So now, there are many of the Achronim who think that's not a question. They think that's considered Balalim. But according to those, it's one understanding in the Shachta. It's a Shidu. So, Rabbi Shachta said, because of that, this bothered him. See, he says he thinks that what they should say is, they say, Abi Mafesh Chala for everything that we made today, the way they say it is. He says, and Abi Mafesh Chala on everything that was made in the past for which my Hafrasha wasn't Chal. Which is to say, so if do you say that?
Okay, no, again.
Okay, good. I didn't know that. Okay, so that means is, that if that means is, well, we'll say more reasons in a minute. You'll say it. So if, that means is that if the person if they bought yesterday, they got a delivery of flour after, again, the shaila is if they get a delivery of flour after I said the nusach, before I say it again, they have to use that flour right away. You know, if they don't use the flour until tomorrow, it makes no difference. So the shaila is if they get, let's say for example, on a Friday they get the person says the nusach. And he doesn't say it again until Monday, okay? Or he goes on vacation, or it's Yom, whatever. He doesn't say it for a couple of days. He doesn't say it for a couple of days. So over those couple of days, the delivery could come in, and it already could go into production very quickly, okay? So Rabbi Shach says, they should say it's for the past. They should say it's, I'll be marked for whatever's going to be, and for anything that I did, that the Hafrasha wasn't Chal for one reason or another, I want the Hafrasha to be Chal in the past, in backwards also, in which case, he'll have covered himself in case his Hafrasha from the one day didn't catch the flower, okay?
Now we're going to put an eight, whatever it was, though.
It does work because the din is in chalas chutzar. You can be mafresh later on as long as some of the product is still around. So if they make 1,000 cookies out of it, some people later were okay as long as some of those cookies are still around. So from each batter. So if you're in the house, you might eat a bowl of but if you're in a commercial bakery,
a few weeks before,
he's going to say it again the next day. He says it the next day, or 2 days later. I mean, how many days is he going to go without it? You know what I mean? As sick as he is.
Flour in that day, made the thing, and I got all eaten up ready.
No, so it happens over Yom Tov or 3 day Yom Tov, you know.
You have, like, on Shabbos, you just got to run Mafish Kabbalah, so the halakha
is. Right, so we talked about it. But as long as it's somewhere, so in a house, you might pack it, eat it all up. But in a commercial bakery, you know, you have, what did you say? How much of those pizzas is still left over? You know what I mean? It stays around for a while, you know what I'm saying? Okay, so now, we met Rabbi Shachter, and I moved this to another step, which is like this. He said, this possibility that there might be new flour in the bakery, I spoke about until now, that there might be new flour in the bakery, meaning the flour might come in and be used between one time I said the nusach and the next time. I say it on Wednesday, and I say it again on Thursday, and in between they got a delivery and started to use it. But the same problem comes up in a different way. They get new flour every so often. Every so often, new flour comes in. Rabbi Shechter said that's the reason why the person who says it says, I'm being Mafresh Chala, I'm doing this whole Hafrasha, but it should end the next time I say this. Okay? It goes from now, every time you make a batter, from now till the next time I say this, the Hafrasha should run. He says, why do they do that? Why do they say it should end? Why don't they just say, it should keep on going, there should always be Hafrasha. He could say it every day, but why did he put an end to it? And the other half of the same question is, well, because you put an end to it, therefore they make a new bracha, because it ends. If I say it at 8 o'clock today, and I say it at 8 o'clock tomorrow, I could say it at 8 tomorrow, because it ended. My yesterday thing ended, because now I'm starting it again. Well, why do I do that? Why do I keep making brachas on this thing? Why don't I say it should keep on going forever, and then not make brachas? Why am I, like...
You're going to run out of tevel.
What'd you say?
You're going to run out of
tevel. No, when it runs out, when you start again, get a new batch of tevel, you start it again. But let's say this for 6 months. So every 6 months when he starts again, I make a new bracha. But when he's, every day when he says it, why does he say it should be chal today until I say this again, and then tomorrow when he says it again, he's going to make the bracha? Why is he doing that? Why doesn't he let it keep on going and not make the bracha? Why is he bringing an end to what he's doing, which forces him to make a bracha? You would think the opposite. He should not bring an end to it and not make brachas. Why does he make extra brachas for? What would be the point? So
why does he say it every day? Just say it once.
So saying every day, we're saying you're saying it every day because they might get a new flower. So there's a reason to keep saying it every day. We could get why you say it. I'm making a new hafrasha. But why do you say and it should end at a certain time? So Rabbi Shachter said the questions answer each other, and that is because there's a possibility that the company gets a new flower I have to keep making new hafroshes. But because I never know when to get new flour, I'm never going to be able to make a bracha. Okay? I will never know when I really need a new hafrosha, or when am I just being cautious and making and saying I'm making a new hafrosha. So because of that, essentially, the person will never make a bracha. So Rav Shechter says, well, a person is not allowed to put themselves into a situation where they will do a mitzvah without making a bracha. Okay? He had a riot from a taz in Slichas, in Rosh Hashanah, in Rosh Hashanah. He says Slichas before it's daylight. So when you put on the chazan puts on the talis, it's a machukas rishonim, whether he's machukas to make a bracha on that talis or not. Okay, machukas whether the aksus yon that you wear at night, you're machukas to make a bracha on it. So the talis says what he gives an eitzah what he should do so that when it comes later in the day, he'll be able to make a bracha on his talis. Because otherwise, he'll be doing the mitzvah without making a bracha. He says, you try to do the mitzvah, you're supposed to do the mitzvah with a bracha. So therefore, over there in Hilchos Rosh Hashanah, it says what you should do to make sure you're able to make a bracha. So here too, Rosh Hashanah says, the need to do the mitzvah with a bracha is what gives me the right to end my hafrasha from today. So today I say the hafrasha goes until the next time, so that next time, I'll be able to make the bracha again, because it'll have ended. Okay? So it's not that you should avoid making the bracha. It's because I want to do the mitzvah with a bracha, and I'll never know when I can do it again. I'm going to go forever, basically, without making the bracha. Another 6 months I can make the bracha. So I do something now to make it that tomorrow when I do the mitzvah, I can do it with a bracha. Okay?
Shmini Atzeret, in the sukkah before, Mekabah Shabbos, Shmini Atzeret,
early. Okay.
You can make a bracha, you need the sukkah.
Good. Okay, good. I didn't get that.
Right.
Right. Okay, but over here, in this case, the guy Mamzai does the mitzvah. He gives a whole eitzah as how you should read your talis, and not okay. Now, however, that brings us to a bigger question. Okay, this is a question of Shlomo Miller asked. Okay, he says he doesn't like the tevel system. Okay? We've heard him a few times already. He doesn't like the tevel system, and he said the Shulchan Aruch says you're not allowed to do pidyon haben on Shabbos. Okay, you're not allowed to do pidyon haben on Shabbos. So the question is, if the child is supposed to have pidyon haben on Shabbos, could you give the kohen the silver on Erev Shabbos? And then and you'll say it'll be chal on Shabbos. Okay? So the Magen Avraham brings, it's a Trum Sedeshin, Magen Avraham brings that you shouldn't do that, because if you're going to do that, you won't make a bracha. Because at the time you're giving the silver, you can't say mitzivanu. Okay, it's before the time that you're not chayim doing the mitzvah at that point. It's not the right age yet. And on Shabbos, you won't do it because you're not doing anything. So in the Mela, you'll lose out on saying the bracha. And in the Mela, the Truma Sedeshin says you should not give the kohen the money on Friday. That should be chal on Shabbos. Even though Shabbos is the right day to do the mitzvah, and you'd want to do the mitzvah on time, but since you're going to lose out on the bracha, you shouldn't do it. So Rav Shlomo says, you see, two things from this thing. First of all is, if I do the action of the mitzvah at the time when the mitzvah is not, I can't do the mitzvah yet, I don't make a bracha. He says, so, when the person says, I am the mafresh challah for every batter that's going to be made the rest of the day today, that batter that I'm doing the hafrosh on, it's not chayim challah yet. It's still flour. It's not mixed with water yet. He says, so when I do that hafrosha, he says, you can't make a bracha. So why do we tell people, when I say, in the nusach, in the official nusach, I know a lot of people don't do it, but in the official nusach it says, you should make a bracha. He says, why do you make a bracha? When you're saying this wording, the stuff that's not in the chayav and challah, the stuff that you're being mafresh on, it's like the kid who is not ready for pidyon haben yet. The person who's written hafrasha now is saying, when that stuff becomes chayav and challah, then I want the hafrasha to happen. Okay, it's not chayav and challah now. So Magen Avraham says, Trum Sedeshin says, it's not chayav and challah now. So you don't make the bracha now. He says, so why do you tell people to make the bracha? And the second half of the same question is, and since I'm telling you shouldn't make the bracha, since I just told you not to make the bracha, who gives you a right to do a mitzvah in a way that makes it that you're not going to make the bracha? Okay, the same thing we said before. You don't do mitzvahs in ways that avoid the bracha. He says, so first of all, it's wrong that you make a bracha. And the Mela, since it's wrong that you make a bracha, and you should not make the bracha, then this whole system is bad. Because the whole system that sets you up to do a mitzvah without making a bracha, it's incorrect to do it. Okay, now, I don't know the answer to that question. I don't know the answer to this question of why do we tell people to make a bracha? It's a good point. Here the Magen Avraham says, when you're setting in motion something that the mitzvah will happen later, and now the mitzvah is not roi to be chal, you can't make the bracha. So I don't know what the answer to that question. It sounds like a good question to me. The second half I get. The second half I understand, which is, if we had a choice, the question is, why would we set ourselves up to do a mitzvah without the bracha? So the answer to that question is, what's the other choice? If we say, we can't do this, we can't do this, basically we can't give you hashgacha. Basically that means is, you, the owner, will never be mafresh challah. So we have a choice. Should we be mafresh challah without a bracha, or should we never be mafresh challah? So l'chaira, we're better off being mafresh challah without a bracha than never be mafresh challah. You know, if you have a choice in picking a bench, should you do it on Shabbos or on Sunday? Okay, push it from to Sunday, which is not so great, but it's better than at least you do with the mitzvah. But over here, what's the other choice? The other choice is the guy's going to walk away and say, okay, I can't be mafresh challah. And he won't be mafresh challah. So isn't it better to do the hafresh challah without a bracha than doing it not at all? L'chaira, that would seem to me that that's worthwhile from that side. Okay? But you should just know, back to what Rabbi Shakta said before, if we would always say that we're doing the hafrasha, we would never say the hafrasha for the future, only for the past, then we can make a bracha. Because then this shaila that is, that you can't make a bracha on when the mitzvah is not roya, you can always do that. So imagine if we do this. Instead of saying hafrasha for the future, we think every morning double we get up and say, all the those that were made yesterday, I'd be mafra shaila for yesterday. It sounds a little odd, right? Can you imagine? We set up a system to always do hafrasha in the past. But then we can make a bracha. Okay, so this first question, which is, you're not going to make the bracha, you can't say vitzivanu when it's not chayiv in the mitzvah yet, we can do it. They only say
vitzivanu. The mashgiach comes every day,
yeah.
And separate a shtickle dough from every, right?
That's not for the past. That he's doing hafrasha for real. He said, we pulled off a piece of dough, instead of doing a minute later, we did an hour later, 6 hours later, we did the hafrasha. But here you'd be saying is, every day I'm being mafresh on the stuff that's already on the trucks, it's out, you know, that's, we set up a whole system to do it, that seems like a little funny to do that, but it would solve this problem. We would now have, you'd always be appropriate to make the bracha, because the stuff that was made yesterday definitely is chayiv in it. So we started off saying, the official wording of the Nusach is, you make the bracha and you say it's for the future. Rabbi Shechter said, no, don't just say it for the future, say it for the future and for the past. Now saying, maybe you're better off saying, only for the past. A little odd, right? We're sort of like going all the way to the extreme, right? We started off saying, only for the future and make a bracha. Rosh Hashanah said, no, you got to say for the past also. Rosh Hashanah said, no, wait a second. You can't make a bracha if it's for the future. So it's noon. So what you should say, only for the past. Okay. It's starting to sound a little odd.
You should say, till tomorrow, except for the last batter.
So I can make a bracha.
Tomorrow.
Save myself a bracha. Save one for the bracha.
Right.
Okay. You put poor time. It's 4 o'clock in the morning.
Anyways.
So since I think from that bowl, I'm not to make a deal with that. Anyways, I have to say, except for the bowl.
Except for one.
Except for the one I'm separated from.
Okay.
No, I used to.
Okay, and that leads us to our third and last issue related to this, which is this morning. I assume David got up this morning and said his thing, and he says it's going to be chal until the next time. Let's say even he's a big tzaddik, and on Sunday he's going to say it also. Okay, he's going to work on Sunday, and on Sunday morning he's going to say his wording again. Okay? But Lamaisa, what he said this morning's got to work for Shabbos. Okay? Is that okay? Is it okay that he's saying is if the bakery is open on Shabbos, they're going to make come Shabbos morning, they're going to make dough and they're going to make bread. Is it okay that he's saying, I want to be mafresh challah on Shabbos? That's basically what he's doing. He's being mafresh challah. He's saying, every time they make a dough, meaning Shabbos morning, I want a little piece of this to become challah. Is that okay that David says that, or that anybody says that, that they say is, I want to have fresh to happen on challah. Now I'll be mafresh challah on Shabbos. That's uncomfortable. That's why it's connected. I just dreams that no place. That's why the connection. So we would say is that Magen Avraham, sounds like you're allowed to do that. Okay, the Magen Avraham says the only reason why you can't give the pinyan aben beforehand, the only reason why you can't give the pinyan aben on Friday to the kohen, give him the silver on Friday to be challah on Shabbos, is because you lose the bracha. Other than that, it would be perfectly okay. It would work. You would be allowed to do hafrasha. Why? You're not going to make a pinyan aben on Shabbos. So how do you like to do that? So you see from there that you're allowed to set something in motion that it will happen on Shabbos also. That's okay. You could set that in motion if you want to do that. Okay. So it's like that. Okay, you'd say it like that. Like it's been shochar up in all the cases. So guess what? We're not the first person to make that deal. In Magen Avraham, it's Rabbi Kreger. Rabbi Kreger says this. It's well known. Rabbi Kreger. Just give me a second. Well known. Rabbi Kreger says that. Makes exactly this deal. He says you see from there that there's nothing wrong with doing an action on Friday that makes a kinyan bichal on Shabbos. Okay. No, it's in Sim Kuf Nun Tes. Okay. That's all. What? No, it's said like that. Archai. No, it's.
That's
it. I don't know if it's archai. What?
That's a conclusion. That's a
no, I didn't finish it. No. Don't leave yet. Don't fall asleep. Yes, don't fall asleep now. I didn't say no. So just for your curiosity to understand it, that Avinazin has a why it's different than all the other dinim. Why is it that you're allowed to do Ishim Shem Pizza? You're allowed to have something else happen on Shabbos, but you're not allowed to do this. Avinazin, just for your understanding, says there's a difference between Kinyonim and other things, and that is that when I make a Kinyon, he says, if a person makes a Kinyon, what would happen if he says, the Kinyon should be chal in an hour from now? Okay? And then the person who made the Kinyon dropped dead. He died before the time that the Kinyon was going to be chal. The Kinyon won't be chal. Because the Kinyon needs two participants. So I set it in motion that it's going to happen in an hour from now, but if I'm not here, if a person's not here anymore, there's going to be no Kinyon. So he said, so it turns out that when I set a Kinyon in motion to happen on Shabbos, the Malacha's not happening by itself. I'm really participating in the Malacha. Now, I'm sleeping, but I'm participating in the Malacha because the Kinyonim need the person to be involved, and that's why the Kinyon is worse than making any other Malacha, that you'll have to set Malachas in motion that happen on Shabbos, because they don't need me. If a person, I don't know, he sets something up to cook.
So, which is the Malacha? The Mafrish or the Bala Isa?
Same person.
No, it's not an
Alkis. Okay. In a regular person, what's it?
Naniach it's also.
Okay.
Isn't Bachal Shabbos big time, right? Right?
Oh! I'm not saying. So we should set him up and say, you did so many Yisur. Another one's not going to hurt you, you know?
And the other choice is he's going to be give people to eat.
So the problem is, okay, so that's the husband. Okay, so I said to you, so it seems like if we read this Mugger from, we read Riki Rager, we say, okay, so it's nothing wrong with doing Harfasha. The only problem is, that's what Riki Rager says at the beginning of the Tshuva, okay? But then the whole rest of the Tshuva goes on to say that it's not true, and you're not allowed to make a Kinyan that works for that event that is Chal on Shabbos. His main riots have to do with the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur.
It's not a Kinyan.
Okay, so I'm not sure if you're right, and we're going to talk about that in a second, but the way the Abnezer explained it, it should be the same. I'm not saying it's correct. I'm going to tell you in a second why I'm not sure it's correct. The way Abnezer said that it needs a person. If a person set in motion to the Farshas Chala and then he wasn't around, it wouldn't work either. It needs the person. If we think about the logic of it, it's the same as a Kinyan. Okay? But you're right. I don't know why, but you're right. Okay. So now, the recreator ends up that a person is not allowed to set in motion a Kinyan that will happen on Shabbos. His riots, as I was saying, come from... excuse me. His riots come from Gemara's about a Kohen Gadol, what he does to make sure he has a wife for Yom Kippur. The Gemara has all kinds of ideas of how he has to do it to make the Kinyan Bichal. If his first wife dies, he's going to have the second wife. All kinds of things. And there's a very intricate rise that I did not follow. Right. All about how the Kohen Gadol makes the Kinyan.
Right.
All kinds of things going on. Okay. So now I turn the tables back on you. If Rabbi Krieger, the conclusion is that you're not allowed to... You're not allowed to make a Kinyan Bichal, does that mean that you're not allowed to be mafresh chal in a way that will be chal on Shabbos also? Okay. Now another aside. Okay. So Rabbi Kager, if you look at the tshuva, he doesn't come back to the Magen Avraham. He starts with the Magen Avraham. He says it's a right from the Magen Avraham that you're allowed to do it, and then it goes on for about a page and a half explaining why it's not true. But he never comes back to explain why it's not true. Okay. So the tshuva of Rabbi Moshe about it. Rabbi Moshe has a tshuva about it. He says, you know, Rabbi Kager forgot to answer the question. So Rabbi Moshe says, now it's funny. Rabbi Moshe then goes on for like a page or two, and he says, he says. It was so obvious why the Magen Avraham was not, why it's not right for the Magen Avraham. That's why Rabbi Krieger didn't say it. Because that's so obvious, took Rabbi Moshe like two pages to say why it's so obvious. Anyway, it was just whatever. So he says, Rabbi Moshe says, Pinyan Ben is very different, just if you're curious. He says, Pinyan Ben, it's not a Gemara that you now do Pinyan Ben Shabbos. It's Rishonim, it's not brought in the Gemara. It's not Pasha that a Pinyan Ben is anything. There's no Kinyanim. There's nothing wrong with giving money to a Kohen. There's no Kinyan going on. There's no changing of Kedusha. It's called a Pinyan HaBen, but there's no real Pinyan. There's no Kedusha on the Ben. There's no changing over anything. Because nothing's really happening. Okay?
You bring matzahs in the coins.
So he says, you're allowed to give coins and Gemara. You're allowed to give the matzahs kuluma to the Kohen on Shabbos. There's nothing wrong with Etzem. There are things wrong. That's why now to do it. He says, but it's not as bad as a real Kinyan. Okay? It's not as bad as a real Kinyan. And that's why...
What about even books?
No, so it says you should give Kalim, you give money, you give him a cup, you give him a coin, you don't have to give him guess. Silver coins.
Yeah.
Well, you give him ketchup, you give him your silver coins. My father did once a picking of it. He was in a foreign country. And the guy says, hey, I'm a coin, but they were doing a real picking of it, and they said, well, I'm also. So they went up to the cabin, they took out a silver coin, they gave it to my father. Okay, whatever. They figured out that was the shit, and they gave him a silver coin. Okay. So anyhow, so, okay, so now. So I'm saying, now I'm saying to you, Rabbi Kinnegan says, you're not allowed to make a king that's going to be Chal on Shabbos, so then we're not doing Farsha, okay? That all sounded nice and good. Everything sounded wonderful. There's only one itty-bitty problem, okay? And that is, in Mishnayos of Demai, okay, there are five Mishnayos in a row that say that you should do Hafrasha on Friday to be Chal on Shabbos. Okay, five Mishnayos in a row that, the first five Mishnayos tell you, this is what, it gives you all the details of how you do Hafrasha from Friday to be Chal on Shabbos. So here we are saying, no, you're not making a king that's going to happen on Shabbos. And it's five in a row that say it's put in the Rambam, it's a real thing that you're not allowed to do this. Five Mishnayos in a row telling you how you do on Friday to be Chal on Shabbos. Okay, so I don't really know how to explain what I'm saying. I'm not going to try.
So it's good though.
So Rabbi Kivager said that you're not allowed to be Chal on Shabbos. And he's brought this right that you're not allowed to make the Chal on Shabbos. And here comes one Mishnayos and says you're allowed to do this thing. So now.
But I think the pinyin is okay, but Hafrash is not okay.
Right, Hafrash is not allowed.
And even so, Ramashi says it's not Mistabel like Rabbi Kivager.
He says we need a riot. He says okay, so the truth is, not only something's funny. We're missing something over here. There's obviously a difference between a Hafrasha and a Kenyan. Okay, there's some kind of difference. And I can tell you a bunch of theories, but I don't want to tell you my theories because the Chazon Ish talks about it for like a page. Okay, he talks all about this thing that the Mishnayos say that you're allowed to make a Hafrasha from Friday to be Chal on Shabbos, and he surely is implying that he follows that din. He brings Rabbi Kivager a bunch of times in the middle of this discussion, okay? But it's way deep into the sugya, and I don't know. I'm not that I think he's not right. I just didn't get it. It was too complicated for me. Okay, too deep into the sugya. Okay, so I don't know what he says. But it's not like he didn't know Rabbi Kivager was a shaila for this thing because he brings it a few times. Brings it Rabbi Kivager. If you want to look at it, it's in Demai Parak Tes. Oh, it's Yud to Tesva.
Okay, which doesn't mean it's right.
No, that I didn't see it. He doesn't know anything about this. Okay? No, the Chazon Ish is coming from the other side. The Chazon Ish is coming from the Hafrasha's true side. He says, what should you do if you have to Hafrasha Shabbos? He talks about different eitzes, there are three eitzes, and all kinds of things going on, and he brings them in the middle of this. Like, it's as if floating in the middle of this thing. So, again, I'm sure he talks about it. I'm sure he has something to say, but I just don't know what it is. Okay, so, and all I know is, in Shmir Shabbos Kechosa, he brings some of these things. And he brings the Chazon Ish, and he says that you should do it. You could do the Hafrasha on Friday to be Chal on Shabbos. Okay? So he, I'm sure, what the Chazon Ish says. He brings some of the Chazon Ish. I don't think that he in Shmir Shabbos mentions Rabbi Kivager. I don't remember if he does or doesn't. But it does say you could do it. So the long and short of it is that in my confusion, all I know is that obviously there's some kind of a difference here. I'm missing something over here, and it is obviously allowed, that you are allowed to do the Hafrasha from Friday to be Chal on Shabbos. Exactly why I can't tell you. It is interesting, in Shmir Shabbos, he says you should not make the bracha on Friday, which is like Rosh Hashanah said. You should not make the bracha on Friday, you should make the bracha on Shabbos. That's it. Over there, something happens on Shabbos. On Shabbos, the guy actually, puts some food on the side or has in mind which food is the truma. He said you should make the bracha on Shabbos, like Rosh Hashanah, but you do not make the bracha, like the deep from the Magen Avraham. You don't make the bracha when you say it, because it's not going to be chal at that point. So for one reason or another, again, maybe someone's going to see him and he's going to tell me I'm wrong, but it seemed to me that it was okay to do the Hafrasha on Friday for Shabbos. Like, again, I apologize that I wish I could really explain this to you. But of course, if you did Rabbi Shechter's idea to say it for the past, we could solve that problem also. If you remember, David could get up in the morning and say, I'm making Hafrasha from now until the next time I say it, but I don't want any Hafrasha to be Chal on Shabbos. He could have said that. He said, I don't want any Hafrasha to be Chal on Shabbos in Yom, and then come on Sunday, he'll say, and anything that I missed will be go backwards. So if you use the backwards wording, if you say, whatever I missed will be Chal also, then he would have covered himself. He wouldn't get into the shadow. But it seems like it's okay. I don't know what.